I'm telling these tears, go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames.
What's up, Wisconsin and beyond? I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Tuesday, everybody. We got a packed show per huge for y'all today. It is Tuesday, so at 2:30, we got Yes Chef with Adam Pavlak. I'm so excited to be joined by Chef Pavlak again because we're going to be talking about how to make your dollars stretch at the grocery store. Prices are coming down, but those pesky grocery chains, man, they still want to give it to you. So Chef Adam and I will have a chat about that. Your ideas will be welcome as well. We'll have a great conversation at 2:30, 3 p.m. It is Millionaires Time. The UN kicking off today, an incredible discussion about global wealth and equity. My special guest is Kitty Richards, strategic senior advisor at Groundwork Collaborative. She actually worked at the U.S. Treasury. Very impressive. Also worked at the D.C. Fiscal Policy Institute. We're going to continue specifically our discussion about what is, in my opinion, one of the greatest modern policy debates in American history. And that is the 2025 tax policy debate with the Trump billionaire and rich corporation tax cuts of 2017 rolling off the books in 2017. Rolling off the books next year. The question falls to all of us in how we choose to vote this November. How do we want our tax system organized? Do we want it organized to benefit working people in the middle class, or do we want to continue to give away our nation's wealth to millionaires and billionaires and the richest corporations? And again, people, we're not talking about folks just like you that might be trying to save a little to help your kids go to college without debt, to buy a home, their first house, or maybe even leave a little to them so that things aren't so hard. We're talking about the really rich, and frankly, the fact that Donald Trump only cares about his billionaire and multi-multi-millionaire buddies and cares not a whit for the middle class. That'll be at 3 o'clock. And then at 3:30, I am really privileged and humbled and very excited to have someone super close to the Civic Media family, producer Jess's dad, Neil Plotkin. He is apparently a glutton for punishment and the Democratic cause because Neil ran for state Senate in 2020 against female Darth Vader, Alberta Darling.
Yep. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yeah. You're going to have a great conversation.
Bless you, Neil.
Yeah. My father is an incredible man.
And it's so nice to have a dad on. I know you love your dad. I talk about my pops a lot on the air. So I'm really, thank you, Jess. And thank you to Neil for agreeing to join us here on The Maggie Dawn Show. You can hear from Neil Plotkin at 3:30 why the heck he wanted to run in one of the most gerrymandered state legislative races in the country in 2020. So much to talk about with Neil. And of course, today is yet another chance for you to win in Civic Media's Go for the Greener Gold Text to Win contest. Dom's going to have that secret word of the hour for you in the 4 o'clock hour, so get your phones ready. I'll also say this. Get your phones. Get your voice memo app ready. Get your pens and papers ready. Because in this first half an hour, I have some bones to pick with some very powerful people. Federal judges. Catholic bishops. I'm going to name names and give you their phone numbers because I'm going to be calling them because I'm ticked off and I think they need to hear from you. Because what I want to talk about this half hour is abortion. And I think we need to keep talking about abortion and reproductive choice and women's health care. And these issues don't just matter to women, they matter to all of us. And I feel compelled to talk about it today because I cannot stand by and listen to Donald Trump and J.D. Vance out of one side of their mouth take credit for stripping civil rights away from half of the population proudly and out of the other side of their mouth, act like they care about women and families. So let's listen to the former MAGA president's words just earlier this week. I think it was just yesterday, in fact. Because I can't believe what is stumbling out of his mouth. It is nonsense. It is offensive. And I will remind you of a few of the headlines that have come out over the last 2 weeks that make not only what he's saying a lie, an offensive one, a dangerous one, but ultimately language that is so detached from reality that it makes it clear that, again, on this issue as well, the man is unfit to be president. Let's take a listen to this first cut.
And all they can talk about is abortion. That's all they talk about. And it really no longer pertains because we've done something on abortion that nobody thought was possible. And I give those three brilliant, if you think about it, and it's six, but the three that we put in, but six brilliant justices of the United States Supreme Court, a tremendous hand for their intelligence, but also for their courage. It took a lot of courage to do so.
Yeah, it takes a lot of courage to strip rights away from people, to impose your religious views on half of the population, regardless of their religious freedoms or beliefs, to tell families how they can or cannot get pregnant. And folks, if you think the damage is done, it's not. Federal judges keep making decisions that further and further erode women's basic rights and families, couples' basic rights to decide how and when they want to start a family. And a major decision with massive repercussions came down this past Monday. I'm going to tell you about it because it was brought by the Catholic Benefits Association in the Diocese of Bismarck, North Dakota. So this is the Catholic Church marching into a federal court loaded with Trump-appointed judges who have the most extreme religious beliefs. And all of this, of course, under this guise of religious freedoms. I mean, when did we hit this weird tipping point where the religious views of some get to oppress others who don't share their religious beliefs? It's like, I thought religious freedom meant that we each get to do our own thing and that the government doesn't, you know, tell people which religions are better than others. Pick their favorite religions, their winner religions. I thought that was actually the point here. Turns out it's not. But the former president went on.
Unfortunately, yes.
Or fortunately, because again, every time he speaks, it seems like we hear a little bit more of what is actually happening.
That's now, true.
I didn't plan on talking about this, but I think I'm going to anyways. And that is, I had one partner in my life that actually laid hands on me. And I'm a big, strong lady. And it came out of nowhere. I was shocked, like stunned beyond belief. And I remember some of the things that this guy said afterwards. And part of what he said to me was, not only I'm sorry and that'll never happen again, but I am the guy. I will always stand up for you, Maggie. I'll always be the one that protects you. And I was like, I don't need your protection. Mm-mm. You're actually the danger to me. And your words won't belie the danger that you pose to me. And I never reported him. I share this simply to say this happens. And I guarantee you, every single one of you out there, know a woman who's been abused, who's been physically hit or mentally manipulated by partners. And Donald Trump is the abusive partner to every single woman in America. And he uses the language of abusers to try to brainwash all of us and every man that loves any woman into accepting the abuse that he and the MAGA cult deals out to women. and families every day. Let's listen.
You will be protected, and I will be your protector. Women.
And they have the audacity to cheer.
It's a cult.
It's a cult.
That is the language of an abuser. You aren't a protector of anyone, Donald Trump, except for your own self-interest. And he went on.
At long last, this national nightmare that we're going through will be over. Women will be happy, healthy, confident, and free. You will no longer be thinking about abortion because it is now where it always had to be, with the states and with the vote of the people.
I wonder. I wonder if Amber Nicole Thurman feels happy and free. I wonder if Candy Miller feels happy and free. These are women that died due to Georgia's draconian abortion ban, which I will call the Trump abortion ban. He helped kill these women. How dare you? His language is sickening. It is gaslighting. It is the language of an abuser. He deserves to be nowhere near the White House. We're going to talk more about this and the role that the Catholic Church in these United States has to play in this abomination. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. More coming up after these important messages.
Telling these tears, go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flame. Keep on running, cause the winner don't quit on themselves.